the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. How does the heart fast We're going to speak about that.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthen my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
So welcome to this episode of today's special on the 6th of the month of Ramadan, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 7th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. At first, we'll listen to Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 189. Then we'll come back, speak about important point of this verse, and then we answer to this nice question, how does the heart fast?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
They ask you, O Muhammad, about the new moons. Say, they are measurements of time for the people and for Hajj. And it is not righteousness to enter houses from the back, but righteousness is in one who fears Allah, and enter houses from their doors, and fear Allah that you may succeed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran explicitly says that righteousness lies in piety, not in the superstitious customs. For the fulfillment of any action, whether it is a ritual action or non-religious one, one should enter it through its proper way, not from a deviated path. Here, entering from behind is a figurative expression for turning aside from the right course, and entering by the door means sticking to the right path. In the commentaries from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, it is narrated about this verse that they have said, "We are the doors and the ways of Allah that invite unto His heaven."
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Dua for the 6th day of the month of Ramadan.
اللهم لا تخذلني فيه لتعرض معصيتك ولا تضربني بسياط نقمتك وزحزحني فيه من موجبات سخطك بمنك وأياديك يا منتهى رغبة الراغبين.
O Allah, on this day, do not let me abase myself by incurring your disobedience, and do not strike me with the whim of your punishment. Keep me away from the causes of your anger. By your kindness and your power, O the ultimate wish of those who desire.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Oh, قلبي شكرنا ودربي شكرنا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
Now our question, how does the heart fast? Having a guided heart is the basis of all guidance, the secret of all success, the origin of every good deed and the core of every action. Illuminating this fact, the Prophet said truly, there is a piece of flesh in the body which, if it should be wholesome, the whole body will be healthy, and if it should be corrupt, the whole body will be corrupt. Truly, it is the heart. Thus, the goodness of your heart is the guarantee of your happiness in this world and the hereafter. Likewise, the heart's corruption is the surest way to destruction. The heart of the believer fasts during Ramadan and in whole year. The fasting of the heart is done by purifying it from all sorts of corruption, including the different forms of shirk, that means associating others with Allah, false beliefs, evil suggestions, filthy intentions, and degenerate thoughts. The believer's heart is adorned with the love of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the importance of the fast of the heart. What do we mean by a fast of the heart? Fasting is one of the most superior Islamic acts of worship throughout the year, except for the days in which fasting is not permitted. And it is among the most fundamental practices during the blessed month of Ramadan. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, in an eloquent statement narrated in Ghurar al-Hikam, صوم القلب خير من صيام اللسان وصوم اللسان خير من صيام الباطن. The fast of the heart is better than the fast of the tongue, and the fast of the tongue is better than the fast of the stomach. The renowned mystic and arif Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi, in the book of Al-Muraqibat, has said about this, وَكَيْفَ كَانَ مَرَاتِبُ الصَّوْمُ الثَّلَاثَةَ. He talks about the details of and the importance of fast of the heart. And in any case, the levels of fasting are three. The fast of ordinary people, which is achieved by refraining from food, drink, and women, as determined by the jurist in terms of its obligations and prohibitions. The fast of the elite, which in addition to the first level involves guarding the limbs from any disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious. The fast of the elite, which is refraining from anything, whether permissible or forbidden, that distracts one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
This is today's special and the month of Ramadan, that is a time to purify the heart. The month of Allah, the month of Ramadan, offers this central theme for Muslims, complete submission of mind and body to seek closeness to Allah in order to attain piety and consciousness of our Creator, ourselves and the creation around us. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from dawn to sunset, no food or water, no thoughts of carnality, connivance, plotting or scheming against others. The heart is purified from lust, bigotry and hate, shielding all other faculties from indulging in lies, cheating or deceit, and any other form of ill will toward others. It is an opportunity for discipline, patience, charity, and compassion.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم
الله
منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
الله
يا ربي يا الله.
Have you ever think about fasting of the body and heart? Fasting liberates the self from the self. It helps formulate the ideal Islamic character in a believer who abides by the divine commands to abstain, even in private, with no witness other than omnipresent God. He develops a sense of duty to respect the unseen authority. It is a test of resolve to choose between material and spiritual benefits, between the pleasures of this world and the rewards of the hereafter, all for the pure pleasure of Allah. Ramadan is training the human soul to let go of instant gratification and work for the long-term good that brings about the positive change in our communities.
The fast of the stomach relates to the common aspect between humans and animals, and our traditions have beautifully explained for us the individual and social aspects of this stage of fasting. The fast of the tongue relates to the human aspect of humans and gives the social nature of language. It necessarily refers to the social aspects of humans. The fast of the heart also relates to the divine aspects of humans, transcending the individual and social dimensions of their existence, and considers their spiritual life. The concept of the fast of the heart, the fast of the soul, and refraining from anything that distracts a person from the remembrance of Allah is not that clear to us. It can be said that the concept of fasting the limbs, especially the fast of the tongue, which Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam considered superior to the fast of the stomach, is not too complex. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, it is such that most of us have the blessing of the jurisprudential fast, which is the foundation of other levels of fasting. However, considering the social functions of fasting, it seems that today maintaining ourselves at this level and not striving for higher levels would be a reprehensible act. So let us in this month, considering the critical conditions that the Islamic Ummah is going through, and in circumstances where our Islamic system and our beloved country are undergoing the most challenging test of recent decades, or perhaps centuries, reflect a little more on what we say and what we write at this holy month of Ramadan.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time, and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Subhanaka Rabbi, Subhanaka ma azama shanak, nad'uka wa narju ghufranak, nad'uka wa narju غفرانك ربي.
Food
for thought.
Hello everyone, and our condolences to you all, since today is the 7th of the month of Ramadan. This is the day when Abu Talib, the primordial Muslim and defender of Islam and Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, left the world. Here is a statement worth pondering upon from his bereaved nephew, the Almighty's last messenger. The Quraysh could not raise a hand against me until my uncle, Abu Talib, died. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Islam is a beautiful religion, and Islam is based on a couple of things. Basically, as it is mentioned in the Hadith of Infallibles, Islam is based on five pillars or five sources or five solid things. Buni al-Islam ala khamsat ashiyad is a beautiful Hadith. Beautiful Hadith is from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says Islam is based on five things. And what are those five things? Number one is Salat, and then is Zakat, wal Hajj, wal Sawm, wal Wilayah. Islam has five solid roots. The first root of Islam is praying, prayers. The next solid root of Islam is Zakat, which is sharing your blessings with others. And then next step is Hajj. And then next pillar is fastings. And the next one is Al-Wilayah. We all know that Al-Wilayah means being under the authority of Ahlul Bayt is the most important thing. If Wilayat is not accepted, all other deeds are not going to accept it. So in the month of Ramadan, let's discuss this point. We want to fast. We do pray. We read Quran a lot. We have to be very careful. Besides fastings, we have to follow Ahlul Bayt, and we have to follow their guidance, and we have to accept them
accept them as the leader of faith. Ahlul Bayt are the mainstream of Islam. Well, but in this part, because we are in the month of Ramadan, so we are going to discuss a little bit about fasting. Fasting is one of the pillars of Islam. Means if one is missing one of these pillars, his Islam is not yet stable. Islam has to be stable. Islam means when we believe in God, there's a one God, only one God, when we believe that He has sent a messenger, and by accepting this or saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, we enter into the world of Islam, and then we are being accepted as a Muslim by the book, by the last book of God. We can say like there's a three kind of books: the Old Testament, the New Testament, and sometimes I say the Quran is the last testament. So this is the last testament. According to last testament, when we accept Allah and His oneness and His Prophet, we enter into the world of Islam. We legally enter into the world of Islam. But if we lack one of these pillars, Islam is based on five pillars: prayers, sharing your blessings with others, Hajj, fastings, and accepting the authority of Ahlul Bayt. Very clearly, if we lose one of these pillars, we are not stable. Our faith is not stable. When our faith is not stable, definitely our Iman is not going to be stable. When our Islam is not stable yet, then our faith, our Iman is not going to be stable. Iman means when we act upon Islamic values and Islamic teachings, then we can say, yes, we are mu'mineen. So the very first step is Islam. So our Islam has to be very clear, well then established. And this is not going to be established unless we become people of prayer, sharing our blessings with others, and Hajj, and fasting, and wilaya. Fasting is one of the most important things, as we discussed in some sessions, that fasting is the gate of entering into the world of worship. So we have to manage all these five things. There's a no lacking things in Quranic knowledges and Quranic teachings. And we beside Quranic teachings, we have to keep all these five points active in our life. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all over the world. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. May Allah Almighty inshallah bless us in this holy month, and may you inshallah include us in your du'as as well. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Let's recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and I'm glad to let you know that we have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider with us today in this session. everyone. Salam alaikum. Hussein Salam, how are you?
Alaikum Assalam, sir.
Are you good? Alhamdulillah. How are you doing with Ramadan?
That's good, sir.
Good? Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Alhamdulillah. Great.
Good. Good. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And Fawad? So, everyone is fine, alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you are doing well. Let's get started. In this session, inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 49, Surah Al-A'raf, page 156. Am I right?
Yes.
So, our brothers and sisters, please get your Quran, page 156, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 49. Let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ ادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ.
Great. So our mission in our sessions are to practice the Tajweed rules. Yes?
Yes.
And try to practice the recitation of the ayah in a very beautiful way, in a correct way actually. And also, let's see what Allah Almighty says in that ayah. Is that right?
Yes.
Let me read it once, then inshallah one of our brothers from you will recite it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, ayah 49, Surah Al-A'raf, page 156. أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. This is a very beautiful ayah. I really like it. I really want to talk about it, but I want you, brothers and sisters, to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more explanation on this. I will explain it shortly. So, I want Hussein to read this ayah once. I mean, recite the ayah once.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون.
ما شاء الله. What a voice. What a beautiful voice you have. Thank you so much. That was great, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
Okay. So, Allah Almighty says in this ayah that the non-believers, okay, the non-believers used to say the believers, used to make fun of the believers, used to say to them that you won't get blessed by Allah Almighty. Allah says, are these the ones concerning whom you swore that Allah will not extend them any mercy? Allah Almighty is talking to the non-believers in the Day of Judgment. Believers, are these, okay, the ones concerning whom you swore? You swore that Allah Almighty will not extend them any mercy, will not bless them. Well, the mercy of Allah Almighty will not touch them. Okay?
Yes.
Because they do not believe in God and they think like whatever we pray, fasting, these things, they are, God forbid, they are something silly. Okay? Nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They think, they thought this way in the world, for example.
Yes.
And the Day of Judgment, Allah Almighty tells them. And then Allah Almighty tells the believers, O believers, udkhulu al-jannah. Go to the heavens, let them know what they were doing. Udkhulu al-jannah, teach them a lesson now. Enter the Jannah, teach them a lesson. Practice the Tajweed rules. The word aha'ula'i, it has two mat signs. Some of you tell us what to do with the mat signs.
Yes.
So, Ali Nasir?
We have two wajib mats.
Wajib one.
The first one is on ha.
Mm-hmm.
That after ha we have a hamza.
Mm-hmm.
So it become wajib because they are in same word.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one that we have on lam.
La.
La. After it also we have another hamza that makes it wajib. They should stretch them for 6 counts.
So you mean that the both mud sign that we have tell us that the muds are
wajib.
Wajib. We have to extend the mud sign. Is that right, everyone?
Yes.
Well, there is a point I have to say. The first mud is not wajib.
Yeah.
Because ha is a pointing letter. It says pointing ha ulai. Ha ulai means they. Oh, they. For example, like this, okay? So ha is one word. Ulai is another word. So ha ulai. Look, ha, one word. The alif mad is with ha.
Yeah, yeah.
And ulai, the hamza is with ula.
Uh-huh.
So they are in two separate words.
Okay. Confusing.
So this, yeah, this is a compound word. That's why it might seem difficult. Yes? Confusing.
Yes.
So that's what the first mud is recommended.
Not wajib.
Jais. Sorry, jais. The second one is
wajib.
Because mud and hamza are in the same word. Aha ula illadina aqsamtum. Aqsamtum.
Qalqala.
How do you read it? Fawad?
Aqsamtum.
Aqsamtum. Good job. Make sure the echoing sound is produced.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
لا ينالهم الله هم الله. Hassan, I read this one heavily, right? Allah.
Yes.
And that's because of the?
The sign of
Dhamma. Dhamma, yes. Dhamma sign before. And in case we have Kasra sign before the word Allah. Yes? You read it?
Slightly.
Slightly. Can you give me an example?
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Bismillah. A'udhu billah. A'indillah. These are the examples. But if we have a fatha right before the word Allah, the last letter before the word Allah, if it is assigned with fatha or dhamma, the word Allah is pronounced
heavily.
Allah. Or if we just start reading from the word Allah, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Allah. Or Allahumma. Alright. That's it?
Yeah.
Jim. That baby Jim on the top of the word bi-rahmah. What does that say, Hassan?
It says that it's optional to stop or to continue.
Yeah. It tells you. Basically, you have to read. Continue reading, basically, okay? You have to continue reading normally like this. أَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ دُخُولُ الْجَنَّةَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ. No pauses. But here, this sign tells you that in case you want to make a pause or you're running out of breath, you're allowed to make a pause here. The meaning, it doesn't harm. It doesn't harm?
The meaning.
The meaning.
But sir, if we stop, it will give a better meaning to us or no? Like no difference.
No difference, okay? You have to look at the, the interpretation, okay? The weather.
Yeah.
If I make a pause. أَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ or بِرَحْمَةٍ. The sentence finishes, okay? The words finish. Another sentence starts. أُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. In case you join them also, that's the same thing. Why? Because the first part, Allah Almighty talks to who? To the non-believers. The second part, Udkhulul Jannah, Allah talks to the believers.
So, can this sign like
wait,
jinn?
Wait, it can be differentiated easily.
By
so that
stopping?
Does not harm the meaning.
By stopping?
Yeah, by stopping and also by connecting. It doesn't harm the meaning. Why? Because this, before the sign jim and after the sign jim, we'll talk about two different groups.
Can we relate it to a comma?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of. You can say it's a comma. But comma tells you can have a slight pause, but here we can stop even.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So udukhulu al-jannah, the word udukhulu, make sure you put a zamma on that, a dhamma on the top of
alif
hamzatul wasl.
How do you read it?
Udukhulu.
Udukhulu al-jannah. Right. Jannah, make sure it's noon with tashdeed. La khawfun alaykum wa la antum, the same as aha. The mad is
jaiz
munfasil. And the last rule, antum fawad, what does it?
Ikhfa.
It tells us, yeah?
To hide tells the it? Sound of noon.
Yeah, to hide the sound of noon. Antum. That's it. Any questions?
No, sir.
So I will recite it once. Make sure you repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, we have mentioned the tajweed rules. Now it's time to practice and apply the rules. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
So you should be proud of this, proud of yourselves that you're believers, because this ayah gives you good news, yes?
Alhamdulillah.
أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة
أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة
ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون
ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much. That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. Thanks, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. See you in the next session. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, Dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were talking about this excerpt of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. O Allah, if I were to be tied up with chains, if I were to be cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties, ودللت على فضائه عيون العباد, and people were all eyes to see how I am exposed to infamy and disgrace. وأمرت بي إلى النار, even if you were to order me to proceed to hell. وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار, even if you set a barrier between me and the pious ones. Even then, ما قطعت رجائي منك, I would not cease to have hope. وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك, it would not stop me from expecting your pardon. ولا خرج حبك من قلبي, and it would not make the love of you to be removed from my heart. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten your bounties and your protection and concealment that you made available for me in this world. We said in the previous episode that Imam alayhi salam is practically teaching us how to nurture the love of God in our hearts. First, أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى يَدِيكَ عِنْدِي, I have not forgotten your bounties, your things that you bestowed upon me in this world. And the second, وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. So we were discussing the first one, which is not forgetting the Almighty Allah's blessings, His blessings and His concealment of our lapses both together. Now, we should remember that His blessings are so much that we cannot think of ourselves without them. Even if we spend lots of our times, most of our time, even if we spend all our lives trying to thank God for these blessings, we cannot even try to count them, to remember all of them. Then how would it be possible for us to thank the Almighty Allah, both theoretically and practically, for these blessings? So we cannot express our gratitude practically for the Almighty Allah's blessings. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, فَآلَاؤُكَ جَمَّةٌ ضَعُفَ لِسَانِي عَنْ إِحْسَائِهَا. O Allah, your bounties are so abundant that my tongue is too weak to count them.
ونعماؤك كثيرة قصر فهمي عن إدراكها فضلا عن استقصائها. Your favors are so many that my understanding falls short of grasping them, not to speak of exhausting them. فكيف لي بتحصيل الشكر؟ Oh Allah, so how can I achieve thanksgiving? So one of the ways that we can better realize the blessings of God is to compare ourselves with those that are deprived of those blessings. By doing so, we will find out what great blessings God the Exalted has endowed us with, which others are deprived of. So we must pay heed to these blessings, that and this is what engenders the love of God and sense of gratitude and hope in our hearts.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
This first way of nurturing the love of God in our hearts is what is reflected in other parts of Dua Abu Hamza Thumali. For example, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam mentions the blessings of Allah and says, أَنَا الصَّغِيرُ الَّذِي رَبَّيْتَ. O Master, I am the young one whom you raised. أَنَا الْجَاهِلُ الَّذِي عَلَّمْتَ. I am the ignorant one whom you have educated. You see, Imam alayhi salam is counting the blessings and bounties of the Almighty Allah one by one. أَنَا الضَّالُّ الَّذِي هَدَيْتَ. I am the misled one whom you guided. أَنَا الْوَضِيعُ الَّذِي رَفَعْتَ. I am the humiliated one whom you elevated. أَنَا الْخَائِفُ الَّذِي أَمَنْتَ. I am the frightened one whom you have safeguarded. وَالْجَائِعُ الَّذِي أَشْبَعْتَهُ. I am the hungry one whom you fed. أَنَا الْعَطْشَانُ الَّذِي أَرْوَيْتَهُ. I am the thirsty one whose thirst you quenched. وَالْعَارِ الَّذِي كَسَوْتَهُ. I was the naked one whom you dressed. I was the poor one whom you made wealthy. And I was weak, but you strengthened. I was insignificant, but you honored. And I was afflicted, but you cured. So apart from increasing our love for the Almighty Allah, we must pay heed to these blessings. And this will engender the love of the Almighty Allah in our hearts. And this will make this kind of love permanent. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
R.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Allah, 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 Allah.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می‌کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می‌کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Spiritual Purification and Focus on Spirituality. The ultimate perfection of human beings has been to know that they are helpless, to understand that they are incapable of worshiping Allah. He, Allah, has commanded it Himself to glorify Him, because it is His command all must obey, even if they are to blame for praising Allah, for endorsing His infallibility. In the mandatory prayers, wherever a glorification is mentioned, it is followed by praise in this manner, that glory is to Allah, and follows it with, Allah is the greatest.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about certain speeches and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who was the great leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to take some points and lessons out of these speeches and viewpoints in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives. On the subject of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, God has invited us in the banquet hall of Ramadan. That is nothing except abandonment of carnal desires, egotisms, selves, and abandonment of egoisms. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to stress that fasting and performing prayers in the holy month of Ramadan deck and dress one's heart for attending to God's reception. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh recommended devotees and believers to strengthen themselves morally during the holy month of Ramadan. Imam rahmatullah alayh, the world religious and spiritual leader, used to put stress on availing opportunities of self-training and self-purification on the holy month of Ramadan. He recommended devotees and believers to strengthen themselves morally during this month. According to him, the holy month of Ramadan might have been prescribed because it is a month in which the Holy Prophet has perceived the truth. And after this perception, the angels and the Holy Book of Quran have been sent down. Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, is a period of fasting and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.